Yeah.
And we're back.
We're back, baby.
Hey.
How's it going?
Cheers, me brother.
Cheers.
Let's go. Got my Kluzi out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keeps the clams cold.
We didn't address this last week, but we have music.
What?
By Tycoon.
What?
Yeah. An intro and an outro song.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is in no small part due to the fact that we have amassed millions of followers.
I mean, it's all thanks to your guys' money.
Yes.
In our pockets.
And
now.
The generosity of Tycoon, obviously.
Yes. Thank you, Tycoon Lo-Fi.
Yes. Yes.
He's a good friend of mine. He's a talented artist.
And a great guy.
Great guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome to everyone who gets to listen to it.
Yeah. We hope you guys enjoy it. It complements our just
our particular stylings.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's lovely.
All right.
Let's do a full NPR show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know, all of this crazy shit's going on in life, but you know, we're here to report on it. And
that
tell
really
you it's
is
gonna
something.
Be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really is something.
Yeah.
It's a balmy 973 degrees here in lovely Los Angeles.
I got no shoes on or socks.
Fuck them.
Let's go.
No shoes, right. No socks, no mask, all the service.
We've got a fun topic today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about movies that made us.
Yes.
Who we are.
Yes.
Our guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures.
Our constant rewatches.
100%.
And
this is important.
Yeah.
These things, I feel, have shaped my perspective
on
life.
Yeah.
How you would navigate said waters and blah, blah, blah. But that was one of the caveats. Meaningful, most important.
Mm-hmm.
But guilty pleasure.
We got to go into the guilty pleasures,
not
too.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
All right. What should we get into first? Childhood favorites or guilty pleasures? What are we feeling right now?
I guess
if we're
going to work in like a linear progression,
yeah,
we should probably start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Yeah. So, Cal, what was your first favorite movie?
The Lion King.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember there's like home videos that my dad has of me now.
Yeah.
I was like 4 years old. I always wanted Lion King on in front of my face all the time. I just wanted to be watching that movie.
I don't blame you.
It was fantastic. I didn't know what was going on. I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
man, Timon and Pumbaa,
mm-hmm.
hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Loved it.
Fantastic.
All the way through.
Billy Crystal. In animated movies, he's Calcifer in Howl's. So
Mike Wazowski. Are you not a Wazowski fan?
I've never seen Monsters, Inc.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I love John Goodman.
I love John Goodman. Yeah.
Yeah.
The story progression of that one's like crazy.
Really?
I watched the Pixar like documentary of like that chronicled like their first five or six movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And Monsters, Inc. was when they were like, they gave it to a new director. The guy's never directed in Pixar yet.
Yeah.
He was only an animator. And he was like, we're going to go crazy. We're going to do some crazy shit.
So
all
you like
these
Monsters,
doors.
Inc. too.
Yeah, it was good.
We got to stay on topic.
Yeah.
Lion King. Favorite scene. What there had to be a point in the movie that you gravitated towards. Like, what hooked you? What
I
got
think
you
it was
in
the
there?
Opening.
Ooh.
I loved seeing that opening. It was beautiful. It was so fun. Like, I mean, then again, granted, I was like 4 or 5 when I was obsessed with it at the time, so I don't remember what I liked most about
it. Right,
right. But I'll always remember just being like, that sun rising, all these animals just living
everything
life.
Everything you see will be yours one day. Right? Something like that?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Is that his name? JTT? Justin?
I don't know. Justin Taylor Thomas sounds right.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Should I have brought out the laptop? God damn it.
Probably, but...
It's fine. It's
JTT.
Fine.
We can call him JTT.
JTT.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
He was young Simba.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Was Whoopi Goldberg in that?
Whoopi Goldberg.
She was one of the hyenas, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Good catch, yeah. Brother. Matthew Broderick.
Ooh.
Was in that.
Yeah.
Wait,
who was Matthew Broderick?
Simba.
He was older Simba.
Yeah.
Ah, Ferris Bueller. Very
Ferris
nice.
Ferris Bueller, baby.
Yes.
I didn't know Rowan Atkinson was Zazu.
Okay.
I think that's the other hyena.
Zazu was the parrot or the bird?
Yes.
Right?
Probably, yeah.
Right, right.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan
yes.
Taylor Thomas.
Knew it. JTT, baby.
JTT.
He was on Tool Time. He was America's sweetheart for
he
a minute
in,
there.
Home Improvement.
That's yeah, Tool Time.
Tool Time.
Yeah.
I never watched
Home
Improvement.
Well, Home Improvement was the name of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Tool Time. Tim
Allen.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
For that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he is a Trump supporter, so it makes sense.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, we don't support that kind of talk here.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't do politics.
Yeah, we keep
no
it
more.
Apolitical here
We're
now.
Done
We're
with
done.
It.
We're done but, ranting about politics.
I mean, Trump probably does like a little bit of... He would be a fan of my Toots and Newts party.
Yes.
Is all I'm saying. Which is a cocaine-themed, lizard-themed party.
What's your childhood favorite? Or what was your first one that you like?
That's a great one.
A lot?
Unfortunately, and this is very unfortunate for me, I don't necessarily remember it vividly, but apparently my first favorite movie as a kid, Dirty Dancing.
That's a good one.
I don't remember it.
It's a good movie.
I don't remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't remember Lion King either.
But apparently that's what I wanted to watch. I would wake up in the morning and I would say, Johnny, baby, and... My mom would have to put on Dirty Dancing, which says a lot about me.
You dirty sure. dog, you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like movies about abortion. No, that's a hot take. But my first goldfish were actually named Johnny and Baby.
No way.
I made sure they were named that.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
So I've gone back and watched it. I don't know if it holds up to what I felt, but it's not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Iconic movie,
I'd say. Like it's yeah. like a it's like yeah. a deep in the American like lexicon. A
lot of this.
A lot of that. The fucking holding her up at the
right,
end.
Right, right. A lot of it's basically just, you know, it's teenage rebellion.
Yeah.
That's at the heart
Pretty
of it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And no, Dad, I don't care what kind of nice family or what you've done for us. I don't like it. Patrick Swayze's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. It, whatever.
Yeah, and then Footloose was like the Disney musical version of that,
Oy
pretty much.
They, yeah. Was it ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Footloose?
Never seen Footloose.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I figured. That's why
they
I never
remade
it,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Probably.
With Julianne Hough.
Huh.
I had a crush on her back in the day. That's why I know.
Well, I mean, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah, there we go.
So that's like a movie that got you as a kid. What's a movie that you feel shaped your, not your morality, but maybe like kind of like informed you, you feel informed your sensibilities, you know, like,
yeah.
What's a movie that like kind of, you felt like you watched it and you're like, yeah, you might maybe identified with the lead or.
So I'm not going to give a movie that I identified with at all.
Okay.
It's more of a movie that shifted my perspective of the world.
There we go.
Growing up in Pinehurst.
Right.
Very, privileged area.
Insular.
Very, yeah. Just
insulated.
Super white.
Yeah.
I never really understood much of the world outside of that. I just knew me and my family and whatever we went through.
Right.
I didn't really know. I didn't understand the lives outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched, I think it was in college. Because in high school, I only watched like dad action movies and sports movies.
Dude, you were killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, those are fun. Those are really fun. And I loved watching
about it.
Yeah. I love watching action movies. But then in college, one day I watched Fruitvale Station.
What?
It's a movie with Michael B. Jordan, directed by... oh my God, the director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler. They made this movie together. It was in like late 2000s. It's based on a true story. I forgot the kid's name, but it was a kid who got shot by police at a train station.
Hmm.
And Michael B. Jordan plays this like struggling, like teenage single dad or older brother. I can't remember the details, okay. But he was living in poverty. He was doing everything he can to just keep his family afloat, basically. Mm-hmm. Like he was just really struggling in his life. And basically the end of the movie is just he gets killed by the police for no reason. They just they shove him to the ground, hold him in handcuffs, and then they shoot him.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a heartbreaking movie.
Yeah.
Sorry for the spoilers, but like that's the whole tale of the whole thing. It's just like
right. It
leads up to that. It's like here's this kid, here's his life, and here's this tragedy that happened to him. And that fucking opened my world up to like, holy shit, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Outside of my life.
Yeah.
And that caused me to just learn so much more about like the hardships that, you know, other people face.
Right, right.
Especially Black people against the police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a terrible thing and it's still going on to this day.
Yeah.
And Fruitvale Station is a movie that if you're struggling to understand this, like if you're for some reason struggling with the concept of police brutality and like racist,
right,
semi-racism,
right. Which you shouldn't, but yeah, if you are,
Fruitvale Station is a terrific movie.
Damn, I gotta check this out.
And it catapulted them into making Creed and Black Panther together. Like they show that they have a heart and they have this voice in movies that isn't told as much, and especially in the late 2000s, early 2010s, stories like that weren't really being told heavily like that, you know, point blank, like in your face, like this is what's going on.
Right.
And it really affected me. And it's really made who I am and like how active I want to be within society.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Damn. All right. Well, I wasn't expecting a point response. I was going to say Clueless was my next movie.
No, I mean, but I just wanted to give a movie that like really changed my world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's not a movie I watch regularly.
Right,
it's not a movie
I've
ever rewatched.
Okay.
But that experience watching it has stuck with me. It'll stick with me forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, and like I obviously you're more apt to know, you know, the director and, you know, all of the stars and the relationships going forward and this and that because of your knowledge of film. But like, yeah, I mean, that's fucking dope. I remember that like, so when I was a kid, there was this movie called, Jesus Christ, it's called Fresh. And it's about this like young kid in, I would say it's probably Harlem. In New York, and like his tale like of growing up in, you know, his project life.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing.
Really?
I've seen it a billion times and I always tell people to watch it, and every time someone watches it's like, dude, that movie's fucking dope. And like, yeah, it's like heartbreaking, but he wins, you know. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I think his dad is Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
He's in everything.
Right. And he like plays chess with him in the park, and it's fucking dope. So Fresh was a big one. One of those staying home over the summer, came on HBO a bunch. I saw it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But also Clueless. Come on.
Clueless is fantastic.
Come on.
I saw it for the first time a couple months ago.
Come on. How great is Clueless.
Fantastic.
Brittany Murphy, Lord of Mercy. rest in peace, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That movie. I mean, beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
It's a banger.
It's just
a banger.
And the hits just keep on coming. It's just
brother.
And then she ends up fucking her stepbrother. And it's just,
it's like, oh,
Paul Rudd, let's go. Yes, it is so good. Elton, the dude from Scrubs, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The black dude, he plays the doctor in Scrubs.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's yes. His name's like Murray or mm-hmm. something.
I remember the haircut.
What is her
scene.
Name? Oh my God. She plays Dion. And now she's like a Trump supporter. It's so weird. Her whole Stacey West or Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash. Sicko mode. That's how I remember her name.
Just out of control. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Alicia Silverstone, Brittany Murphy. I mean, mm-hmm. just bangers. Bang, bang, bang. And one thing that's interesting about that is watched it a bunch as a kid. No idea why. Probably it might make sense. But what I'm going to say is watched it a bunch as a kid. Laughed. Thought mm-hmm. it was a funny movie or whatever. Watched it again recently and was like, I had no idea what any of those jokes were.
Yeah.
I have. And it was like yeah. that. It's that classic, like you laugh because the timing's right.
Yes.
But you don't actually you know don't really why you're laughing. Yeah. And like, I went back, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be 16 years old. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this movie's fucking crazy.
That's like when I watched Shrek, like when I was older.
Right.
Watched, you've seen Shrek.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I used to watch that movie all the time.
You don't get
the
parent jokes when you're a kid, but they put a lot of them in there
they
so
do.
The parents can get through
Dude,
the fucking
Shrek's
movie
a
too.
Dirty movie.
Well, I mean, what's his name?
Mike Myers.
He's a touch cheeky.
He's a bit cheeky then.
He's a bit cheeky, isn't it? Facebook and a frotable. Yeah, he's he's a touch cheeky. We all know
a wee bit.
Dude, fucking Austin Powers. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Those movies were great.
Those movies were so good.
They were great.
Yeah.
And like
that awakened something in high school me. I was holy
shit. Oh yeah.
Shit.
Do you remember Wayne's World? Did you ever see
Never
this?
Watched Wayne's World.
Wasn't that great?
Really?
Well, I mean, it's good. It's good. It was good at the time.
Yeah.
But you know, like, yeah, I didn't.
I feel like that's another like iconic.
No one's
like,
clamoring back to watch Wayne's World.
Or 90s. Is it 80s or 90s?
90s. Yeah. 90s. Yeah, they
That's
had a Wayne's
one.
World roller coaster at King's Dominion.
See, there you go.
Wayne's
it's
World.
It's like it's ingrained.
Yeah, yeah.
In our society.
And thank God it wasn't the copy guy.
Huh?
Copier. Never mind. It does
yeah,
not,
I'm not
matter
gonna...
at all. Yeah, it really doesn't.
Oh, man.
Let's see. So, Adam Sandler.
Oh, let's talk about Adam Sandler.
Where do you stand on the sand? Man.
I just watched an Adam Sandler movie last night, dude.
What was it?
Murder Mystery. I was drunk as shit and then started smoking a little bit of weed.
Wow.
And I was like, this movie's fun.
Mm.
It's a fun movie.
Mm.
Wait,
who's in that one?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Luke Evans. He plays... I mean, his biggest role, I guess, was Gaston in the new Beauty and the Beast.
Fuck, I don't think I've seen that.
What else has he played? He was in the Hobbit movies, but you haven't seen the Hobbit movies.
Yes. Oh, no.
You haven't seen the Hobbit movies.
No.
But he plays like the Aragorn of the Hobbit movies.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cool. He's just a cool dude.
Just a cool guy.
And yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It has the dad from Black Panther. He's in that. He plays like a general or some shit, just chilling on the boat.
Yeah,
he was great.
Okay,
it's just fun. It's just a fun movie.
Whatever.
You know? Yeah.
How about Along Came Polly?
Mm-mm. Never saw it.
Not. I don't think that's an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't think so either.
No. Yeah. What was that? 50 First Dates. That's
that
what I was looking for.
That was
for.
A big rewatch for me.
Wow.
I watched that movie so many times.
Samwise.
It was always on like TNT or TBS.
Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe HBO.
HBO.
It was on all the time.
Yeah.
I always watched that movie.
So fucking funny.
So good.
Dude, Samwise.
Samwise Gamgee.
He's
got the fucking lisp.
He's so funny. And he's all roided up.
Yeah,
and he's
got like the mesh tank top.
My boy once, he wore a collared shirt that was mesh.
Wait, you're one of your friends?
Yeah. This
no
is not
way.
A joke. We went and played golf. And he had a collared shirt on.
No.
That I didn't know was mesh until we got in the sun and I could see his nipples. And I was like, bro, you wearing a mesh shirt right now? He's like,
yeah.
Oh, no. So the mesh has like a certain level of creep to it that's,
yeah,
that's tasteful.
Yeah.
It's very tasteful.
Who else is in that movie? I'm not talking about Drew Barrymore. Oh, fucking Rob Schneider. What does he do?
Dude, again? Rob Schneider is great in everything he does.
Fuck off.
He's great. He's a fucking genius. All right.
Deuce Bigelow, bro.
Woo! Male gigolo, baby. Male gigolo. I got no time. We will not disparage Rob Schneider on this podcast.
He's the perfect side character actor.
He's phenomenal. Hell of a lead as well.
Did he play like a one-eyed guy in 50 First Dates? Or is that a different movie?
No, that sounds right. I mean, he always plays some kind of different.
He was like really into dolphins, I think, or some shit.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one eye. Why does that? Yeah, that seems right.
I just remember him being like this wacky, like.
That's basically
like an eye patch,
every
maybe.
Character,
yeah.
He's ever played. Like in that new movie, David Spade had come out on Netflix. Dude. He played.
Not watching any of that.
No, was that? Yeah. I feel like he had like a weird hand or something. Like he had something going on. Had like a hoof or something. Yeah.
What
Adam
guy.
Sandler movies. Big Daddy. Come on.
I've watched Big Daddy. I think I watched it like twice. But Happy Gilmore. Can we please?
Please.
Like, we're just tiptoeing around.
We're trying to. Well, we're
My
working
movie,
our way in.
Dude.
We're backing ourselves into brilliance.
Yeah.
All right. We're
yeah,
tiptoeing
you know,
around.
Yeah,
we're going to bump into
it. Yeah.
But
Billy
yes.
Madison, also a good one.
Billy Madison's great.
Yeah.
Miss Lippy.
I don't remember much from that movie.
He had never seen a blue duck before. Is it a green duck? Is it a blue duck? Yeah, he paints a duck a different color. Who gives a fuck? What we really wanted to get to was Happy.
Yeah. We got to get to Happy Gilmore. I watched that movie so many times.
Yeah.
So we had it on DVD. That shit's like.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We had it on Laserdisc.
Laserdisc.
Not just joking. We did. I did see Tommy Boy on Laserdisc once.
Nice.
Though. Yeah.
Dude, Laserdisc. What Laserdisc.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to that. It's fucking
dog shit.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not feasible.
Let's not resort to the R word ever again.
Why?
Because it's a bad word.
Reasonable. I shouldn't use it. I'm better than that. I've got more words in my arsenal.
Resort to that one.
Yeah. Feasible.
Yes.
Rational. I'll use that.
Good boy. Good boy.
Nomos reasonable.
Yeah.
Laserdisc. Funny. Fun.
Fun.
Did not last long.
No.
It wasn't going to.
It was a good moment. But
it was,
Happy Gilmore.
It was. Happy Gilmore. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Will Sasso. Kevin Nealon. Bob Barker.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Ooh, Carl Weathers. Is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
he play the caddy?
That's Chubbs.
Oh, yeah.
Chubbs.
Carl Weathers.
Weathers.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I was thinking of Bill Withers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed, dude.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
God damn right. I feel like it's rude to call him Apollo Creed, but that's what everyone's going to immediately say.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed. Yeah. So good.
So good.
All in the hips. And what's her name from Modern Family is the, no, that's Billy. That's, no, she's in that. Happy Gilmore. She's the reporter.
Yes.
Modern Family, the mom from Modern Family that isn't Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
watch Modern Family.
Okay.
But I know who you're talking about. The
okay.
blonde chick.
The
I
blonde
was
chick.
Super into her when I was rewatching that movie all the time.
Why
like,
wouldn't you be? Damn. Yeah. And the Grant Ben Stiller's in that fucking movie.
Ben Stiller's in the
you
movie.
You just pulled landscape. Yeah, well now your back's gonna hurt. Yes. Heavyweight.
A warm milk? I'll tell you what you're going to get. You're going to go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. You're in my world now, Grandma.
He's such a psycho.
He's insane. He's so good. The
mustache.
They
brought that character back for something. Never mind. That,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I remember seeing
just
that.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Just saw it.
Was it an SNL thing?
Was it?
I feel like it was an... I don't know.
If it was SNL, it's got to go.
Yeah, fuck it. We're on the no SNL boat right now. Yeah, except for the Bill Burr thing.
Well, and Weekend Update. I love Weekend Update.
Weekend Update's great.
Yeah, I'll give them Weekend Update all fucking day.
But they're getting cringy, dude.
Yeah. Well, what is
no
it?
No cap.
Wow. Dude, wow. No cap. All right. What's another good one? Friday.
Never watched it. Never
Friday
have.
For me was so important. So important.
Break down for me. Like, what is it about? Like, what are these characters doing?
Well, basically, and you might know this from watching the NWA movie.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Looks really good. Just haven't gotten around to it. It's just one of those things.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. It was whatever. Yeah. But
you're getting gassy again.
Yes. Ice Cube plays Craig. Chris Tucker plays Smokey. And Smokey sells drugs, but mostly smokes drugs.
Smokey.
They live in Inglewood, and the hilarity ensues. That's basically it.
There you go.
So Smokey, he can't stop smoking the weed that he's supposed to be selling for Big Worm. Big Perm? I mean, what is a Big Worm? And who is Faison Love, I believe. Zeus Tiny Lister plays Debo.
Nice.
It is a phenomenal film.
I gotta get
Bernie Mac
one.
Is in it. Oh,
Bernie
it's
Mac.
So good.
Love that guy, man. Yeah.
Miss Parker. Oh, Miss Parker. Yeah. You gotta see. Oh, dude, how do I forget? John Witherspoon plays his dad.
Nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus.
Have you seen Boys in the Hood?
Come on, bro.
Just making sure.
Okay. Come on, bro.
I love that movie.
Before Cuba decided to do Snow Dogs or whatever the fuck that was. Whatever that abomination was. Jesus. Ice Cube's in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It is good.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Neo. Gone now.
I've only seen The Matrix once in my life.
That's okay. I'll tell you a movie. And this was not necessarily the most important movie, but it is definitely a movie that I've watched a bunch of times and I hold in very high regard because it is one of my favorite guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
The Last Action Hero.
Nice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Never watched it.
It's basically like, you know how there's the scary movie, the fucking another teen movie, the blah, blah, blah movie.
Like the parodies.
The Last Action Hero was a parody film.
Of 80s action movies?
Of 80s action, but it was like, I can't explain. I really can't because I'm obviously
dumb.
That's the word we're going to use. There you go. And, but like, so this kid, he loves movies and he gets sucked into his favorite action movie.
Nice.
So then he's like in the universe where his favorite action star does all the stupid catchphrases and has all the stupid, like he can't get hurt. No one can die. All the bad guys miss. Like it just like plays on all of those amazing things.
That's amazing.
But then they get pulled out of the movie into the real world. And people can get hurt and blah.
Yeah.
It's fucking phenomenal. That's it's cool. So dumb. And it's action packed thrill ride. It'll pull at your heartstrings a little bit.
There you go.
If you let it.
I love that shit.
If you let it.
Yeah.
You can't be one of these, you know, clowns running around on Twitter that's just hateful all the time. You gotta give it a pass and let it be what it is.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
And just fucking.
But it's phenomenal.
It yeah.
That movie was so much fun. And it still is. Actually watched it recently. I don't know about holds up, but it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've done this. We've had our fun.
Mm-hmm.
We told a few lies. We've had a few laughs. What's a movie that fucked your head up? Like, visually. It like, you're just like, whoa, that was fucking brilliant. Like, storytelling, cinematography, just the whole thing. And no, not Lord of the Rings. Don't go there yet.
I won't go Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Are we talking like just visually just fucking...
I'll give you what I'm thinking.
Yeah, let me hear yours.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, I gotta see that one.
That movie fucked with me.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Super depressing. But what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I walked away from that one like, I don't think I should get high anymore.
Really?
Because I can't unsee that. There was some shit in that movie. You're just like, what? It's amazing.
Really?
It's fucking amazing.
Shit.
Yeah. That movie is fucked up. It's phenomenal.
Why can't I think of one right now, man? Fuck. I really can't think of one right now. I'm trying to think of like an early one, you know, like one where it's like.
It could be animated.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
I was thinking animated at first because fuck. How long ago did you see Pan's Labyrinth? Like, was this an early one? Like, did you watch this for
years? Pan's Labyrinth in probably like, what, 2007?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were
20?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But the timeline is different for me because,
of course,
when I was
like,
20, you were 11?
Yeah. I was 11.
Yeah. Kind of gives this podcast a creepier vibe when we say that. it puts us in a weird place.
I don't know about this right now.
Well, if we had met then, something bad would have happened.
Yeah.
Hey, little boy, you want to smoke this? And you're like, no, not really. Shut up, pussy. Drink this beer. Smoke this weed, nerd. You're going to be a cool kid.
You'd have
face tats and shit. It'd be dope. Yeah. We should have met then.
Yeah.
You'd have been the coolest fucking kid ever. Nah, you would have.
No.
Yeah. Nothing good would have came of that.
God, what? Fuck, man. I can't think of like an early one.
What about a later one?
I'm trying to think of one that just like completely like.
Another one for
shook
me.
My ass
we
off.
Were talking about it earlier. Fear and Loathing. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Fucking crazy. And that one I saw probably earlier than I should have. Because I was in like fucking middle school or, you know, early in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then that like made me think that it was cool to have like a suitcase full of every kind of drug imaginable. And like, that's what I idolized. I was like, dude, that would be dope. You know what? You know what's cool? Having a salt shaker full of fucking Coke and 100 hits of high powered blotter acid. That's not cool. That's not what you're supposed to be.
Cool.
Yeah, you should want to go to college and graduate. I'm like, nah, dude. I know it's cool. Yeah, and that led to nothing but trouble. But
yeah, I'm looking at my list right now of things I've seen.
Yeah. You gotta have seen something that kind of turned you a little bit.
I'm trying to like put my mind back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drive.
I have never seen this fucking movie.
Drive was a movie for me. This was college. So college is when I started to actually watch movies.
Yeah.
Like high school, I was like, Jason Bourne, James Bond, let's go.
Dude, you had it figured out in high school.
Oh, yeah. I had a time. What the fuck did I just say?
Drive.
Yeah. Dude. Gorgeous movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's
who's
pretty
in that?
Ryan Gosling.
I'll watch anything with the guys.
Oh yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. And it's a movie where it's like it's not trying to wow you visually, but the way in which he frames everything, like some of the color palettes going on.
Right.
Like it's just for me, I didn't really understand at the time like the potential of having really talented like production designers, cinematographers, like staging of actors and scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen like I saw like Pulp Fiction before, like all these other kinds of movies before then. But Drive was where I was put in a whole different world of filmmaking where I was. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And that opening scene, he's like he's like a getaway driver. Ryan Gosling's a getaway driver.
Yeah.
And he's pulling up with these two bimbos in the back seat. Like, these guys are like, we're gonna rob this place. Like, they're like hired him to like be their getaway driver.
Bimbos.
I don't know.
It's a good word.
But they're about to go, like, they're like jacked up. And then Ryan Gosling looks at them and he was like, look, you guys got 5 minutes. In that 5 minutes, I'm all yours. I'm here to do whatever you want. You got 5 minutes. In, out, I got you. We'll get away. You go over that 5 minutes, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not with you anymore. I'm no longer your driver.
Wow.
And they look at him and they're like, okay. And then they just sprint to they just take a full on sprint. And then Ryan Gosling, you know, he drives in a circle, comes back. They're sprinting out with the money. And he's like, all right, let's go. And he just fucking, oh, it's amazing. It's so cool. It's a great movie.
I think I was thinking of the movie Crash when you said Drive. So now I definitely want to see Drive.
Drive's fucking cool. But it's not about getaway driving. He like falls in love with a girl. Mm. Oscar Isaac's in it. Michelle. No, it's not Michelle. Oh, my God. I can't think of her name. But she's a great actress. Fucking talented as hell. And it's about, and Bryan Cranston's in it too.
Whoa. Because
Bryan Gosling's like a car mechanic.
Walter White.
Yeah. Just phenomenal.
What was
my boy Ron Perlman's in this movie too. He plays a fucking like mob boss.
Ron Perlman is Hellboy?
Hellboy.
Yeah.
Dude, just fantastic.
Isn't it funny that you can like reduce someone's entire career to one thing?
But like, I think that's what an actor would love to have.
Right. You need something.
Yeah. A lot of people are known for the talent. You got your DiCaprios of the world. Right. Where it was like just all-star actor.
Everything.
But you got Ron Perlman and they're like, oh yeah, Hellboy.
Yeah.
And he rocks
and,
that
in
shit.
In all honesty, like, I mean, when it comes to DiCaprio, I'd be like, Jack?
No.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you get. Arnie from, oh, there's a classic. What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I haven't seen it. Haven't seen it.
Flash the lights and play the siren. No one came after him. No one's trying to cancel Leo for What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Nope.
Nobody's coming.
Well, he was like, what, 8 years old?
He was probably 12. Like 18.
No.
17. Yeah.
He looks so young in that movie.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, he was young in fucking The Growing Pains.
I haven't seen Growing Pains either.
It's a show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in that.
Oh, like,
I mean, Leo's a vet.
Been around.
He's a veteran.
Been around.
Basketball Diaries?
Nope.
Ooh. You want to talk about depressing? Oy vey. You want to see Leo in a bathroom doing who knows what for who knows what?
Ugh.
Yeah. He does it. He's done gave a couple hand jibbies, but they weren't hand jibbers. There was mouth stuff.
Okay.
Maybe even butt stuff. Who knows? But he did it. It was hit. Oh. Requiem for a Dream.
Dude!
What that, the fuck?
Okay, I saw that in high school.
Yeah.
That movie changed my
Requiem
life.
Requiem for that a fucking shit. Harry Goldfarm.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That was a movie I saw in high school. And I was like,
Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer Connelly. Marlon Wayans.
Fucking. Dude, Shooter McGavin is in that movie.
Oh.
Forgot his name.
I
can't Shooter think McGavin.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one really. Everyone knows him as Shooter.
Yeah.
He's going to be Shooter. Which he'd be happy about.
Dude, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto gets it in on that.
Oh my God.
They cut his fucking arm off.
Dude, Jesus. Talk about an image that has scarred me for life.
Yeah. How about the
Jared Leto?
S to S.
Dude.
That whole movie is fucked.
So fucked.
Dude, that scene where the mom and she's all sped up, she's on the pills and she thinks she's in the, she has that like hallucination, she's in the fucking show.
Oh my God.
And she's so thin now, and oh Harry,
oh my God,
and he's stealing her TV all the time.
I need to know this actress's
that
name.
Movie was fucking crazy. Requiem for a Dream is phenomenal.
Ellen Burstein,
is that the mom?
That's the mom.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Absolutely incredible work.
Yeah,
there.
That movie
holy
is
shit.
So good. Every that, shot is good.
That's, I mean, that's Darren Aronofsky. He made Black Swan,
which is also,
I haven't seen that one.
What?
But yeah, but
dude,
it's,
you don't want to see, come on, that's two of the baddies.
I know. Woo! I know what you see.
Seeing Padma
and Mila Kunis.
Ooh, Jackie from That 70s Show. And they was skizrin.
But I don't know if they were skizrin. Dream. I remember that movie vividly because my friend Nick that I told you about, the guy who makes...
Yes, Nick Foles.
The guy who made every girl squirt in high school, apparently.
Yeah, butt squirt, apparently. That's not how that works.
He was... We were on a band trip together, and he had this movie on his laptop.
This is how every great story starts,
he was
by
like,
the way.
He was like, dude, let's watch this movie together. And I was like, okay. And I just remember like looking at one point and be like,
what the fuck?
What are you showing me here, dude? Like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
He was like, it's good, right?
It's good.
I was like, it is, but fuck me, dude.
Your boy.
That was a movie that made me realize that I can stomach these kind of movies.
No,
because
yeah.
like, you know, like a lot of people just can't watch that shit. It's just, it's scarring.
Yeah.
It's like, that shit's it's going to stay in your head forever.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that one hasn't left.
We watched that movie 3 times on that trip.
Wow.
Because for me, I'd never seen anything like that before in my life.
Right.
Dad action movies, here, dude, in my brain all the time.
Mm.
And then I see Requiem for a Dream and I'm like,
holy fuck,
dude.
What is this?
Like, you can talk about this stuff in movies?
Yes. That movie was troubling.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie. Just masterpiece.
Jared, and see, it was funny is like, then like, you know, I knew Jared Leto from that. And then 7 seconds or 70 seconds to 30 Mars.
30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah, whatever.
I was a big 30 seconds to Mars fan in high school. And when I found out Jared Leto acts, I was like, yeah, I'll watch that. Like,
oh,
I love that guy.
No.
And then I saw his fucking arm at the end and I was like, what the fuck, dude? Now, granted, I did see the Hurricane music video before then. So I was like...
He knew he had 2 arms.
I knew he had the weird imagery in him, you know? Like
he was into some weird shit. Yeah.
But this movie, you're like, huh?
I just remember they opened for the Deftones in Virginia Beach, whatever that Hampton Coliseum, but
yeah.
It was some outdoor venue. And I was like, get them the fuck off the stage.
Dude, they were my shit.
Where
in high
the
school,
fuck
man?
Are the Deftones?
So good.
Yeah.
I remember it was.
I had seen the movie before I saw the band too. So
I remember, I think I was a junior in college and I saw that they were going on tour with Muse. And I was a huge. In high school, it was Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars and Linkin Park.
Who hurt you?
And I was so into those bands, man. And when I heard in college that they were touring together, I was like, this is a fucking wet dream for high school me. I gotta go. And then I never went. But I was like, holy shit, that's cool. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The okay, so.
But yeah, Requiem for a Dream. Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Scarring ass movie, though.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that song is etched in like epic movie scores of all time.
Yeah.
That is etched in our brains now.
I always will associate it with Requiem for a Dream.
The GOAT.
Yeah. Like it, I mean, anytime
fuck,
it comes, yeah. It can't be anything but that. That movie was fucking dope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got that one in common. We've both seen that one.
We've both seen that
Have
one.
Have you ever seen the movie
times.
Kids?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That is a controversial movie.
Have you ever seen Little Giants?
What? Of course.
I'm just fucking with you. Kids though?
For a second, I thought you were talking about Tiptoes. Have you ever seen that? It's where Matthew McConaughey plays the son of Little People and his little person brother, Gary Oldman.
Get the fuck
I swear
out of here.
To God.
Get the fuck out of here. That's
it is
not Gary
insane,
Oldman.
Dude. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Gary Oldman can play anything.
Well, this movie might beg to differ. No, he's great. Matthew McConaughey, it's just a bad movie, but they're great. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. Like, they did, it's not their fault.
I have to ask you.
The movie
you,
was just dog shit in the first place.
I have to ask you, though.
Yeah.
What was Matthew McConaughey's hair in that movie? Was it the
regular
slick back?
Regular, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, he's got, like, this hot, like, lady. And, like, he's like, they're doing it and they're getting married and they're doing this. And he's like, but he's always got this thing in the back of his head. He's like, I know I carry the gene for little people.
Yeah.
And like, that's like, it's kind of like, he's just, it always
that's
bothers
so
him.
Fucked.
It's so funny, dude. It's like, the movie was just terrible.
Yeah.
The
movie was just, I can imagine a premise like that.
They set
like,
everyone up to fail. They did a phenomenal job, dude.
What's
I'm telling
this movie
you.
Called?
It's called Tiptoes. It is, it's fucking insane.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And at one point, like Gary Oldman's girlfriend is this girl who was a sex worker and a an adult film industry professional named Bridget the Midget. And she's just out making him a cuckold all over the place. And he's like, I won't stand for it, Bridget. And like, he's like, he's trying to act tall, but he can't because he's a little guy.
Kate Beckinsale's in this movie.
Dude, the movie's fucking terrible. But
Matthew McConaughey never has to change his fucking hair in any movie he makes.
Why would
it's
you want him to change his hair?
Back. I just want to know why. Why does he never have to change his hair? Why does he never have to change how he looks?
Well, you don't
except
hire...
for Dallas Buyers Club.
Wow.
But.
Yeah.
That's another Jared Leto. But.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
But it pisses me off to no end. There's all these actors in the world that are like doing, giving their all.
Dude, Jack Nicholson
everything.
Has been just Jack Nicholson for 50 years.
Yeah, but he changes his shit, dude. He changes his shit.
Give me three times.
The Shining. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He's literally like the same guy every time.
No, he's. I'm not talking about acting.
Oh.
I'm talking about looks.
Well, I mean, then you'd be like, well, he looks different in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and
that's what I'm saying.
Anger Management.
He looks different.
But he got older.
Matthew McConaughey never had to change anything.
He won't get
he
older.
Just walks
he refuses.
On set. Doesn't even need makeup. He just walks on set.
He
they're like, you look great, bro.
I don't hire Matthew McConaughey because I want him to look like a fuck. I hire him because he's handsome as fuck and he's going to come in and he's going to do his Matthew McConaughey all right, thing.
Fine.
He's gonna be,
Jack Nicholson's played different types of characters, okay?
Name three.
The Shining. Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Name three.
Easy Rider.
Bro.
Dude, they're all totally different.
He's just Jack Nicholson.
No.
You literally hire him to just be Jack Nicholson.
Have you seen The Shining?
Come in here, do some crazy shit. And he's like, all right, Jack's here. I'm going to do some crazy shit. And then like at one point he's serious. And then at one point he's fucking crazy. And then at one point he's dead. And that's all he has to do. Give me three. I'm telling you.
I just gave you three and they're totally different.
They're the same fucking guy.
No, they're not. No, they're not. The Shining, totally different character progression.
I'm a crazy writer guy. Go on.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
He's a crazy dude.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's not crazy.
I'm a crazy guy.
He's not crazy.
Nurse Ratched.
He's totally normal. Around crazy people.
Around crazy. Danny DeVito. Ooh.
Christopher Lloyd. Let's talk about Back to the Future. Back to the Future.
Were we going to just glaze over that one? Wow. Marty
what
fucking McFly.
A fucking movie.
Incest. At one point in that.
Light incest.
Yeah.
Light
well, he doesn't
incest.
Let it happen, but. Yeah.
But there's light incest.
Right. His dad's a tool, huh?
His dad's a fuck.
He's a fucking douche. I wish Biff had just beat him to death.
fuck his dad, dude. Like, why does
guy.
He care?
What a nerd. Yeah. But yeah, he stands up for himself at one point. Yeah. But no, Doc.
Doc. He's the fucking man.
Christopher Lloyd is the fucking shit.
He's the best.
Him in I don't want to glaze over. I don't want to just lose sight of Back to the Future because it was so important.
Yeah.
Those movies are great. The fucking dude, skateboard so and the.
Goddamn.
The
everything.
Fucking. He's rocking Jordans and shit. And like, I mean, he plays Chuck Berry. Like, he's like doing the fucking rock and roll.
There's the hiccup. There's the hiccup of the movie, which really sucks. That's the one part that has not stood the test of time at all.
Huh.
when he just gives, like, they credit a white dude with this legendary guitar riff.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked
but
up.
But the rest of the movie is solid fuck.
No. It's because he was informed by the thing that Chuck Berry would do.
I know.
You see what I'm saying?
But, like, it's what the movie, like...
It's kind of like how...
Insinuates.
Forrest Gump does the thing where they credit Forrest with Elvis dancing.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. Let me see that little thing you're doing with your crippled legs there. Oh, yeah. That's a nice little dance you're doing there. So, basically, they say that... This is... If that's not cultural appropriation...
Oh, 100%.
That, yeah. Like, so, is Elvis... making fun of, or is he paying homage to the disabled? Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, huh, I don't know if that's how that works.
Huh, your legs don't work? That might be a fun little move.
I mean, we've touched on Back to the Future. It's important. That's a great movie.
I think everyone
Christopher Lloyd
to see that
is the shit. I will say him in anything he's done is always great. Forrest Gump is an important movie.
I've never been a huge fan of that movie.
It is one of the...
I think to me, as I've grown older, it's right. just annoying. It's an annoying movie.
It's just funny to me. They give this guy like all of... Like it just... It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So
Which
you're going to watch it.
You can't hate Tom Hanks.
No.
You can't.
But Forrest Gump was such a funny fucking movie.
It is funny. It's funny that he's just credited with
everything single iconic
American history thing.
100%. Like, he got to meet multiple presidents. He's a millionaire business owner. He obviously served his country. He's the only before Magic Johnson, the only person that was not gonna get AIDS or got AIDS and was okay with it. What did Jenny have? I don't know if you remember.
What did Jenny have?
Exactly. She's like, doctors don't know what I got, Forrest, but I'm real sick. I want you to meet your son. I swear he's yours. And he's like,
see, also, here's another. Jenny is one of the most fucked up characters
100%
in movie history.
Terrible.
Just the worst.
She goes, his name's Forrest. After his daddy. He goes, oh, his name's Forrest after his daddy too? And then...
Is he like me?
Then he's like, no, he is yours, Forrest. And he's like, oh my God. Is he like... And he points at... Is he like... Man? Or is he like... like everyone else kind of thing. You know, he's like doing it with his hands and everyone's like... He isn't like you. You're fine. Yeah. And then he's like, he's the sweetest kid. And then that is... Haley Joel Osment.
That's right. My boy, Haley Joel.
Your introduction.
Sixth Sense.
Yes. Your introduction to Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Right there. God, pay it forward.
It's annoying to me now.
Yeah.
Just everything about it.
Dude, how much older does the guy who played the big headed kid in Jerry Maguire look than Tom Cruise looks? Have you seen them next to each other?
Wait, who are we talking about now?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, the kid from Stuart Little?
Yeah. See a picture of him now.
I don't, I really don't want to.
Next to Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is a fucking vampire. If you don't believe that the Hollywood elite are living off of the blood of children, this might fuck your head up a little bit.
Jonathan Lipnicki?
Yep. Next to... Like, get a modern pick.
I'm trying to. What, this?
No, that's not the kid.
That's the kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's not old.
I think you're thinking of someone else.
I'm thinking of someone else.
I think you're thinking of A Christmas Story.
Huh?
The kid from A Christmas Story?
What's A Christmas Story?
The fucking... Dude, you don't know A Christmas Story?
With Tom Cruise?
No. Jerry Maguire? Are you talking about Jerry Maguire, the kid from Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kid that I just showed you.
He doesn't look old at all.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
I don't know. That guy looks great.
Yeah, he looks great.
Never mind.
He's killing the game.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah.
That's him?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
He does have a little bit of a neck beard going on, though, and I'm not sure if I'm into that.
Nah, he looks great. He looks fucking phenomenal. I'm into that kid. Wow, the human head weighs 8 pounds.
What?
Jerry Maguire.
Great movie though. Show me the money, Jerry.
I didn't care for it. I'm not. Wow, look at this little fucker. What a cute kid. What a cute kid.
Okay, I want to talk about one more. Let's talk about one more.
Bro, is he really jacked like that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good looking guy.
This is horrifying.
All right. Enough of that lip Nikki. Enough. Tired of it.
He's got some weird tattoos though, huh?
I don't know. I didn't see him. Huh. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see the tats.
Wait, here you go. Like some fucking prison tats or some shit.
Are we sure that's not photoshopped?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It just looks way darker than the rest of his body. You know, it's like almost like too pronounced in the rest of the photo.
Well, it is strange though. He is there. You know, he's like obviously aged. Tom Cruise doesn't look like he's aged.
I feel like
much.
That's photoshopped because look at the rest of these photos.
Yeah, they don't have that.
It looks weird.
Maybe he did a movie or something.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely has this one.
But he looks great.
The little, is that the Star of David on the side there?
Oh, so that one is real.
Yeah,
okay.
That one's real. Israel. Israel.
You're really proud of yourself for that one.
I got him. All right. Yeah, so
this hour flew by for me, by the way.
I know, way too fast.
Holy shit.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Movies are fun.
Let's talk about one more. Do you want to go guilty? I was going to say either guilty pleasures or movie franchise.
I've been conflating the two. I've just been throwing them in willy-nilly. Franchise?
Yeah. Like, what's a franchise that defines your childhood?
Oof. Franchise, childhood. Damn, that one's tough. That one is tough. I'll give you that one. You go.
For me, it's got to be a cross between Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
Like, I mean, Lord of the Rings has influenced a lot of my writing and world building just because of how fucking crazy it is.
Right.
But Harry Potter is just like, I mean, those movies were on repeat.
And it
not as much as the video games.
Yeah.
But I loved those movies.
Mm-hmm.
They were the shit.
Yeah. That, I don't know if there was so, well, I just can't, I'm trying to think of like if there was a popular franchise when I was growing up.
There was like Terminator.
Which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
One and two.
Yeah.
Please.
One and two. Yeah.
Conan the Barbarian. Another Schwarzenegger though. One
Rambo.
And two. Yeah. Wow. Predator. Alien.
Dude. Talk about a movie that blew me away.
Aliens. Is it Aliens or Alien?
Aliens is the second one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's the James Cameron one.
Predator was cool. Alien was cool.
Matrix was late 90s.
So I was in like middle school.
Jurassic Park was 93.
I was a kid then.
Yeah.
But there was just Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they made the second one like late 90s.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a franchise.
Jurassic Park was dope when I was, but yeah,
Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
I was never into Indiana Jones, and like, I mean, Star Wars is a thing, but like,
yeah,
that's before my time. You know, they didn't like. I mean,
I was, but it's still. I mean, it's,
I was watching movies day, from like, you know, like when I was noticing things, it was from like 93 or like 94 on.
Even James Bond, you didn't watch any James Bond?
Oh, I watched all of them. I mean, yeah. I've seen every, but like when you're like thinking about like a, like the way they do franchise movies now, where it's like next year, this is coming out.
Yeah.
This is going
to
be great.
It's like everything's connected.
Right.
It's like we
have
the Marvel universe. We have all these Star Wars.
There wasn't so much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't really put my finger on one, but I mean,
or even like a blockbuster movie, like an iconic Hollywood movie that you just like had on repeat or something. You really didn't like Star Wars?
No, I liked Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, yeah, it wasn't really my time.
Yeah.
Like until I had to like get older to appreciate
that.
Yeah.
Like, I watched all of them. I saw them all when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say around, yeah, The Phantom Menace. Like, when that was about to come back out, I was like, I should go back and look.
Everyone was like,
I should go back and look at this shit and see if it was. And then it like got me pumped for it. And then I was instantly like, who the fuck is Jar Jar Binks? Why is this happening? And then I it didn't really matter to me. I wasn't as big a fan, so I wasn't going to like stand out and lose my mind.
Yeah.
So that might have been one. But I don't know. I would say if it wasn't, I was super into the Terminator.
Terminator was sick.
Like, I had a Halloween costume.
There you
go. The weird little face paint and stuff. You had to like glue it to your face. It was the eye that lit up.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it looked like that you peeled the flesh back and the oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're
it
good.
Looked like you peeled the flesh back.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the metal was coming through and you were a cyborg.
Yeah.
And I had that with my little blue button down shirt on.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, I'm the Terminator too. So yeah, Terminator was cool.
Terminator was dope.
I would say that it probably isn't final answer, but it's definitely an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really can't discredit Star Wars though, because I used to be obsessed with Star Wars. Way more than Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, because I got so much Star Wars merch. Just shit everywhere was Star Wars for me. I had lightsabers. I had capes.
Yeah.
I had it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the new trilogy really made me push it out of my mind. that sounds so annoyingly toxic of me to say.
Yeah.
But I just... The Disney taint toxic? Of those movies is just like...
You're allowed to say whatever you want.
No, I know. It's just... Everyone loves to just talk shit about Star Wars now. It's just a thing where it's like, oh, I'm cool to talk shit, you know?
It's gonna suck.
It's like, fuck it, fuck these movies, man.
Yeah.
But like, Star Wars really raised me to love fantasy in the first place. And what?
I just thought of the movie.
What?
The Professional.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I gotta see that one.
Gary Oldman again.
Gary Oldman. I know. Yeah.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
That's my final answer.
I gotta watch that one too.
When I was a kid, The Fifth Element, I would watch it every chance I could.
There you go.
Chris Tucker, Bruce Willis, Mila Jovovich, Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Fuck. Gary Oldman's in everything that I love. Yes. The Fifth Element. Final answer.
There you go.
God damn, that movie is fucking phenomenal.
I gotta watch that, man.
Oh, you gotta. Tiny Zeus Lister. Debo's the president in that fucking movie. He's the president of the world. It's fucking phenomenal. Lilo Dallas Multipass.
That guy, the director of that movie, made a movie recently called like the fucking something about 1,000 planets or something like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like the fuck, what's the name? It's something and 1,000 planets, and they're like travel. It's like Cara Delevingne and fucking. Mm. What's his face from Chronicle? He was in Chronicle.
Chronicles of Riddick.
No, just Chronicle.
Great movie.
No, we're not talking about Chronicles.
What?
I'm talking about Chronicle.
Vin Diesel.
No. We are not. Okay, from now on, we're not going to ever say.
Fast and the Furious.
We're not going to ever say that name on this podcast.
Whoa.
We're going to say like fucking Egghead or some shit.
He's got
like,
a baller song coming out.
It's already out.
It's fantastic. Check him out. Better than Jared Leto. When it comes to music, maybe not acting, but he's close in both.
Wow, dude.
He's a better musician, and he's a close second when it comes to acting. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't all get to work with Aronofsky. Sometimes we got to pay the bills, bro. All right. We can't all just sit around fucking off making art films that make people feel things. All right. You got to pay the bills, Cal. Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay. Fine.
Final answer.
Fine. I don't care. I don't care.
All right. To close, thank you guys again.
Thank you so much.
Of course, you guys are the best.
Thank you to Tycoon for our amazing intro and outro songs.
Please.
Incredible.
And thank you.
Thank you to Leslie Herman for the great artwork, as
always. Sizzles, my guy.
Hopefully
you're the best. I love you.
Hopefully for 2021, we get our new concept for our art album, or not album, but our podcast art.
Yeah.
Season two.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Season two of Fresh Burritos. Already.
So
about
we hit a million followers in 2021. Let's hit two.
Let's hit five.
Whoa. See,
okay, we
this is Kyle talking.
We can't.
Kyle's into the infinite growth
paradigm. We're getting
paradigm.
A little too much into the joke because we don't have a million followers.
I know, we have two. It's crazy. Hey, all 2 million of you. And we're rich. We are still rich. That is
God,
the thing.
We're rich as fuck,
bro. It's crazy. I don't even know why we still do this. We're so rich. Okay, so this is what I wanted to do in closing. MJ Bragg, 1200 across all social media. Cal.
Cal Parsons 3 on Instagram. Freaking Cal on Twitter.
Okay. Let's close with our favorite movie quote. And you don't have to finish the whole quote.
Fuck.
Give me something.
You give me it first. You're putting me on the spot right now. I gotta pick a good one.
Coven, my man. I have no matches. It says I need fire, but I have no matches. I need fire, but I have no matches.
What is that from?
Fifth Element. It's Ruby Red, baby. Ruby Rose? I don't remember his name.
my favorite line of all time is from the legendary Vin Diesel.
Yes!
I am Groot.
Yes! Fuck yes! I love it. I fucking love it.
No, I gotta dwell on that one though. I gotta really find my favorite.
Or I like the mini Groot. I am Groot.
Or we are Groot.
We are Groot.
We are Groot.
Wow. That was good. Or
dude, it was almost like Vin Diesel was like
in
a
you.
Part of me for a sec. I was becoming.
Say it three times. He'll be in you.
Shit.
Yeah. Don't say his name too many times. Just show up. He'll literally show up.
He's just like right behind us. Like, yeah. Sup, family.
Like, don't say it. Did you say it three times, Cal?
You fucking say his name.
Dermot, now he won't leave.
Do you guys want to party or what?
He's got rave gear on.
Song.
Yeah.
He's like bumping on his boombox. Yeah.
You guys into Molly or what? Like, oh no.
Where's booze?
I guess if you're gonna be here, hand it out.
Alright, here we go.
Not to disparage the great Vin Diesel. If you want to party, we're ready.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we are Groot.
I gotta take a fat shit.
Let's fantastic. Go. Kisses, bitches.
Some people think. It's like.